Joining me live in studio today, Violet Sanderson, town administrator for the town of Afton. Violet, I'm glad I could give you something to do. You're always, I mean, you don't have nothing in your schedule right now, right?
Yeah, so. I've been bored.
Yeah, I'm sure you have. I'm sure that's a joke, of course, for the listeners. Plenty going on right now. Let's appreciate your time, of course, to tell us about what's happening in the town of Afton. I think this time of year, we have to start with the Freedom Festival coming up in just a couple of weeks, right?
Yeah, it's coming fast, Duke. So obviously we've got our annual Freedom Festival to take place the weekend of June 28th. So we'll kick that off on June 27th on Friday with the Junior Rodeo. Obviously we have that every year. It's fun for the kids. They love it. So that's going to happen on the 27th. We also have scheduled night golf tournament out at the golf course for the 27th. And then on the 28th, we're having some of our normal festivities downtown on Main Street. You know, the road will be blocked off. We're going to have bounce houses. We'll do the fish scramble. We have a cornhole tournament. And then we will have live music that evening with the street dance.
Okay.
So, and obviously we will have vendor booths and food trucks and all that fun stuff. So.
Excellent. So that's all on the 28th. It's all day. I know some of the details still being worked out, right? And some more information still coming, right?
Yeah, so I think we have those main points nailed down. As far as the official scheduling of everything, obviously we'll have the bounce houses throughout the day, probably beginning to open up for people to come down between 10:30 and 11, and then those will be there as long as we can keep them there until we need to maybe move things around for the stage for the night, for the live music at night, for the street dance. Food trucks and vendor booths are going to be kind of scattered throughout as they've been historically, with some of the food trucks more to the south side of Main Street there. Things just seem to work out better when we kind of structure it that way. Also actually on Saturday morning, we'll be having that, the Elkhorn 5K that's been coming the last couple of years. And so they're going to be here again doing that event. So I think watch for that information as well. But yeah, that's what we've got going on as far as the specifics of what we want to offer to everybody for that day.
Don't miss it. The Freedom Festival concludes the Junior Rodeo on the 27th, and then all the events happening on Saturday, the 28th. This year just worked out that the 4th of July happens to be on a Friday, which is the best day for the 4th of July. And that kind of facilitated the ability to do things a little different this year for the town of Afton, right?
Yeah, so we're scheduling a little bit different. I think if you'll remember last year, we actually did the parade on the 4th of July as well. So there was talk about whether or not to do that again. And so we did decide that that's where that is. So that's going to fall on the 4th as well. So on Friday, the 4th of July, the morning will start. We've got the Heritage Hall of Fame inductees and that celebration or ceremony will take place at the Civic Center at 10 a.m. And the two inductees this year are Rose Ray and David Horsley. And so they'll be celebrated by their families. And that happens every year at the Civic Center. Whoever's inducted, they usually have the Heritage Hall of Fame board usually has that, those festivities at the Civic Center. So that will be on the 4th in the morning. And then obviously they're invited to be part of the parade. The parade is set to start at 5 p.m. And so we'll have the parade downtown, like we normally do for the 4th of July. There is a registration form, a new online form that people can fill out that can be found on our Facebook page, as well as the Main Street Alliance Board's Facebook page, Instagram, and we do have it posted on our website as well. And then that night, the Search and Rescue Ranch Rodeo is going to take place at the fairgrounds. And then the town of Afton, as we've kind of historically done, we will be doing the fireworks after that event. So.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So busy back-to-back weekends.
Yeah, busy couple of weeks or a couple of weekends, and we're just hopeful that it's, you know, people will be able to enjoy the festivities. The thing I love about our Freedom Festival, you know, is the last couple of years we've brought it back down to Main Street.
Absolutely.
And I think that's really important for our business owners. And so we would just love to have everybody show up, you know, come and bring your kids, have them enjoy time on the bounce houses while you walk around Main Street and, you know, see what's new, what's different down there if you haven't been for a while. I think sometimes some of us can get stuck in a rut and in our, you know, normal patterns for the day and maybe forget what's even going on down there. So we got great businesses, great business owners. People are doing some great things downtown, and I just want to be able to, you know, have everybody take advantage of that.
Absolutely. Violet Sanderson in studio this morning, town administrator for the town of Afton. Outside of those upcoming summer events, what else is being worked on and happening with the town right now?
So we have a lot of kind of ongoing projects. We have brought in material to resurface all of the ball fields that are currently used by Afton Youth Sports and our adult softball league. So Simplot Ball Fields has got new infield material. Canyon View Ball Fields has as well. I don't know if they've finished and finalized wrapping that up for all of the fields this week, but it should be here soon. We are also in the process of soliciting for and accepting bids to resurface the tennis ball courts at Canyon View Park, and we're doing that to create pickleball courts.
Okay.
So that should be happening in the next month, so we can get that underway for good play this summer, hopefully, for everybody that's been begging for that for the last, you know, few years. And then we still have projects underway as far as the sewer lagoon is still being finalized and finished up. That project, our expansion project out there, which is going great, by the way. And then we have two new projects that will be let out to bid. We did previously have the Adams Street waterline project that was let out to bid. We rejected all bids that we received on that one. And so we actually have pre-bid meeting again today, this morning at 10 a.m. And then bids will be due for those next Thursday, June 12th at 2 p.m. And then the next project that we have going out and that we're calling for bids for is for our streets projects. And that's, this year we're doing things a little bit different. Instead of doing a full block, full depth reclamation, we're going to be doing strictly maintenance of, you know, crack sealing and shouldering in certain areas throughout town. And so that is already out. Pre-bid meeting for that is scheduled for June 19th at 10 a.m. in Afton Town Hall. And then bids for those are due June 26th at 2 p.m.
Okay. So plenty of projects happening over the summertime.
Definitely. I got to go through my list here and make sure that we haven't missed anything, but I think we pretty much covered everything that we have underway. Obviously, we still have our corridor study that's happening. WWC Engineering is still working on that for us. They will be starting on the traffic count portion of that in July. They want to be here when it's kind of our busiest time of year. Although it feels like that's already happened. It's pretty busy downtown.
Yes.
Lots of traffic, lots of people around and about, which is great. So, but that's kind of it for us in a nutshell as of today.
So I wanted to ask about the corridor study because it has become official that the town has purchased the former Los Cabos building.
Correct.
Right. And so currently right now, there's been some discussion on what to do with that. Is those plans finalized as far as creating that breezeway where the building was, or are those still being discussed?
So we don't have plans, a detail as far as, engineered plans on what we're doing there. What we're doing right now is meeting with engineers, looking at the building. Obviously, that building has a basement. We want to make sure that the structural integrity can be, you know, sound. We're having engineers come out and look at buildings on both sides to make sure that there's no, you know, there's no connectivity, so to speak, amongst the basements and the foundations. So that's kind of what we're doing now, is kind of investigation work to see where we can, what all the plan is going to entail. But I do think ultimately the council has it in mind to bring that building down so we can have that parklet, breezeway, you know, fire break, whatever you want to call it, but basically having a spot where there is more connectivity to our public parking to the east back there on Main Street. And then also, if anybody's familiar with the master plan that we did for Starview Park, we're hoping to have sidewalk and more connectivity to the parking, to the park. So that way we can just have more connectivity to the park, the parking, and then Main Street as a whole throughout that blocked area.
Are you still working on timeline for all this? I mean, obviously you're still in the research stages, and so
we're still in the research stages. So as far as formalized plan, timeline, funding, all of that is still in the works, getting planned out. So
all right, Town Administrator Violet Sanderson with the Town of Afton in studio this morning. Anything we missed? I was going to ask the intermittent spring, obviously with the snow melting, I'm sure the town staff has been able to get up there a couple of times, and it looks like there's a trail back up to the top, to the mouth of the spring again. Is that
there? Is so we last year after we had the when we had the rock slide that actually happened at the intermittent spring, we were thankful and grateful that, you know, there was no there was no hindrance to the integrity of the spring or the mouth of the spring at all. But the way that that slide created some diversion of, as the intermittent spring came out, we needed to do some infrastructure protection on the west side of the bank there. And so, you know, we worked with Army Corps of Engineers and everybody to make sure that if we just moved some of the rocks that had fallen, we wouldn't be in trouble, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And we were able to go ahead and do that. So we did move some of the larger rocks. We fortified kind of that main line, that our transmission line that we have coming out that's previously been encased in concrete there on the side underneath that trail that people usually use to get up there. So there is a trail. It does look a lot different than it used to up there, but you know, with time it will come to be as pretty, and it is. I still think it's beautiful up there.
Of course, absolutely. All right, that's Violet Sanderson, Apta Town Administrator on the Weekday Wake Up. Violet, appreciate it.
Thanks, Duke.
It's the SBI Radio Network live on Swift 98 and The Spur.